Ana.
Indeed. Let's swiftly shift focus now. I believe on the line I'm joined in by the acting municipal manager, Babu Oscar Nkosi. This follows, obviously, you know, that conversation I laid up for you earlier on, that the Nkomazi local municipality has not been successful, particularly in their legal bid with the Leopards Creek. Now, this obviously dates back as far as their efforts in the Mpumalanga division of the High Court. The court set aside that particular report of the evaluation board. And then subsequently, the municipality took the matter to the Supreme Court of Appeal. That's in Bloemfontein, where the Supreme Court of Appeal also, did not really rule in favor of the municipality. And what has now become topical is that the MPACT committee, or the MPACT within the municipality, being the Municipal Public Accounts Committee, have flagged the fact that there's about 11 million rand that was wired or transferred to the legal firm. And the acting municipal manager joins us particularly on that score to understand whether that has always been the case, because various reports, some are quoting even the executive mayor to say there's always been standard practice for the past 10 years. Acting municipal manager of Nkomazi local municipality, Babu Nkosi, joins us now. Ntate Nkosi, good evening.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, Charlie, and good evening to your listener.
Ntom Dala, I just want to understand just the basics before we move on with our conversation, some of the things that are reported on the media. Let's start with, obviously, some of the headlines. Did the municipality incur a cost of 11 million rand as a result of this legal battle?
Well, Babu Skhosana, I think before we get there, it probably is important to lay a proper foundation just to correct some factual inaccuracies on the matter, because if we are just going to focus on the headlines and the media hype, we might lose the essence of this whole matter. So if you would allow me, I just want to give a bit of a better background without wasting too much of your time and that of your listener.
No, I agree, Babu Nkosi, you can go ahead.
So let's just deal with the matter of Nkomazi versus Leopard Creek and look at its origins. The actual matter has to do with the implementation of Municipal Property Rates Act, particularly as it relates to, putting together a value of a particular property with a view of charging what is called municipal property rates, right? Now, with Leopard Creek in particular, the matter would have started somewhere around 2014 with the valuation period of 2014 to 2018, where the value of the property was valued at around 750 million. Now, that in essence said that the municipality was going to bill Leopard Creek a particular amount per month. That is the value that was agreed upon as a basis. Then, around 2017-2018, the property value obviously appreciated to an amount of about 1.5 billion rand, according to DDP valuers who were the appointed certified valuers of the municipality. That's where the whole matter started, because Leopard Creek then obviously argued against this particular property value, because it will have an effect on the monthly amounts that they must pay to the municipality for obvious reasons. So they instead argued that their property should be valued at 450,000. In fact, in the same year of 2017, further depreciated to a value of about 380 million rand, or thereabouts, so 350 million to be quite accurate. So that is the actual basis of this whole argument.
Sure.
Now, to come back to the issue of the High Court, so just to maybe explain the matter even further. Now, that is the basis of our disagreement or discord with Leopard Creek. And then after the municipal valuer valued the property at 1.5 billion rand, then the matter was then referred to Ehlanzeni Valuations Appeals Board, which appeals board agreed with the valuation basis of the municipality. Leopard Creek took the matter to the Mpumalanga Division of the High Court, and that is where then they first got their first award in favor of them. But the award was on the basis of, shall we call it, procedural inaccuracies or unfairness, sure, not necessarily sure the actual merits of the case. Then obviously, after that particular decision against the municipality somewhere in 2020, we then took the matter as the municipality to the SCA, Supreme Court of Appeals. And that particular judgment was then given to the municipality, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around November of 2024.
Yeah.
And that decision was that, look, there is actually reason to believe that the Valuations Appeals Board must reconsider the matter. So the matter was not dismissed. It was remitted back to a Valuations Appeals Board, which had to be reconstituted. So one of the orders that the SCA gave was that the MEC of Cooperative Governance in Mpumalanga must reconstitute a Valuations Appeals Board, which was then reconstituted in February. So the matter was then brought back to the Valuations Appeals Board, and we'll deal with that matter because it is currently a matter that is underway. So that is
sure,
the background
sure
I thought that we must just clarify
yeah
in particular to this particular matter.
You know, I'm glad that we started in this format because it then gives me more legs, particularly around establishing how big is this particular farm or what is then the size of the property being valued here. Is it then correct, because I noted that it is purported to be 335,745 hectares?
That is correct. It's about that size. There's 355 hectares about there. Yes, that is what we're dealing with.
Sure. So when you say the prior arrangement or agreement was 700, in fact, the property was valued at about 750 million rand, is then the 35,000 rand an agreed amount that was supposed to be paid yearly?
No, you see, that 35,000 rand per month amount is probably an amount that dates back to prior to 2014. You see, so in actual fact, if we are to probably apply simple arithmetic, if you value a property at 750,000 rand per month, probably that particular property owner should pay in the region of about 750 million rand or thereabouts, or about 500,000 rand per month.
Yeah.
Right. But it's a calculation that obviously the learned property valuers
sure,
and the accountants
sure
will calculate. But fact of the matter is, if you are to apply, like I'm saying, a simple arithmetic, then it will tell you that currently we're supposed to be getting an amount of about 1 million or thereabouts from, Leopard Creek. And by obviously any stretch of imagination, is quite a huge amount, hence this particular issue that is in court, or that is the subject of consideration by VAP, Valuations Appeals Board, at the moment.
Sure.
So that is the context.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, so it's high stakes, if you like.
Well, I didn't get that you turned Bamkosi.
It's high stakes. It's a matter that has seriously high stakes.
I agree. Yeah. Then let's talk about the skill set of some of the valuers of the municipality. And because for a matter to then land itself at the Ehlanzeni Appeals Board, right? It's as a matter of obviously the owner of the property or the managers of the property not agreeing with the skill set that was applied by the valuers of the municipality. Give us a sense of, does then the municipality have the right people in the space? And are you still convinced and confident that the report produced by your valuers was legit?
So again, I'm happy with that question. So the issue of valuing of properties is quite a highly technical and technically skilled matter, because it obviously will involve certain formulae, certain skill sets, as you say. And it's quite a limited number of certified property valuers that we have in the country. Now, the municipality appointed one of the reputable property valuation companies called DDP Valuers. And obviously, they then supply the municipality with the right kind of skilled individuals to do these calculations. So, yes, insofar as that is concerned, having appointed this reputable company, yes, we are still confident that we've obviously obtained the right kind of skills that is available in the market for this kind of a job.
Yeah. That's so, answer, yes. Yeah. So why then another skill set sought out by the aggrieved party reveal somewhat of a contrary value amount? For an example, I understand they would have valued the same property that the municipality would have valued at about 1.4 billion, if I'm not mistaken. And then, you know, the alternative values the same property at about 330 million rand. You know, why there's so despairing, or rather, why there's this huge disparities in the valuation process?
For me, and it's probably a matter of opinion here, and again, I must just be cautious in my response because the matter is still a subject of a court processes because it's at the reconstituted valuation appeals board at the moment. So I must just qualify my answer because we are still awaiting the outcomes of that valuation appeals board. But in my own view, it is subjective, you know, Musa. If you are going to come and value my property at 2 million rand, and in that sense, I must then pay you an amount of 2,000 rand or 20,000 rand for that matter per month. It has a toll order on my, you know, available disposable income, you know, as a property owner. So surely, I'm going to go to a Musa, to a, you know, somebody that I appoint, and it will be a subjective assessment to say, no, but this property cannot be valued at 2 million rand or at 1.5 billion rand. Rather, it should be valued in this instance at 450,000 down to 330,000 per month.
Yeah.
And you and I will agree that it is unheard of that a property depreciates in value, a fixed property
Yeah. I studied accounting. I know that it appreciates in value.
Yeah. Correct. So that's just a matter of, you know, subjective. It is a subjective calculation, in my view. That is why, then once such valuations have been put in place, then if the two parties are aggrieved, or if any party is aggrieved, then MPRA processes then determine that this matter must then be given to a third party, to a neutral party, that must adjudicate on the matter.
Sure.
And the Valuations Appeals Board members should obviously be, you know, quite affair and qualified on dealing with this particular matter. Hence, the matter is now being considered by that neutral board.
Yeah. But what I'm also failing to understand is why then are you still among the key respondent in this particular court proceedings? Why then is the Ehlanzeni Appeals Board not listed as one of the respondents? But also the reason why I'm asking this is that why are you paying alone? Because it was subsequently not your decision. Because what I'm failing to understand is if somebody takes you to court on this basis, surely that neutral body that all of you went to should be then a key respondent, and also they should carry the cost of the courts.
Yes, indeed, and that is a matter that, you know, requires further scrutiny, and you know, and I accept that that we shouldn't be carrying these legal costs alone. In fact, to that extent, we are on record to have written a letter of request to the Cooperative Governance Department, COGSTA, to actually assist the municipality in carrying the costs moving forward. Because in our view, it is quite a serious matter that could determine, could set a serious precedent moving forward into this issue of valuations, property rates and valuations of this matter. So I agree with you that we shouldn't be carrying the costs alone. And to that extent, I'm confirming but we are on record to have requested the assistance of COGSTA in this particular regard. But in the meantime, we can't just let the matter, just dissipate like that. We've got to make sure that we put our case across. And in that instance, unfortunately, we have to pay legal costs until some final decision is taken on the matter.
Yeah. But of course, then let's touch on the earlier issues I raised. Did you then incur 11 million rand legal cost?
So now that we've clarified the matter, and it's a matter that probably will then be calculated once the final decisions have been taken. So what happened in that particular instance, there's this issue of if you are going to take such a big matter up to the level of SCA, it stands to reason that you are going to need the availability of senior counsels with requisite skills. So senior counsels, by their nature, they need confirmation and guarantee that before they touch any matter that relates to the municipality, there is some guarantee that funds will be set aside, for their fees, when they are due. So then that is what then happened, where the municipality appointed attorneys of record on this matter, and there was then a request that, a fund should be set aside so that the senior counsels that will be involved in such a matter will be guaranteed of their payments. So that is what then happened. So hence this issue that you've seen in the MPEC report, that a value of about 11 million was then paid over to a firm of attorneys, but it was paid over as a guarantee to say that, the senior counsels will then be guaranteed of their fees when they are due.
Yeah, but what I'm also not understanding is, at which point did you pay this money? When the matter was before the High Court, or when the matter was before the Supreme Court of Appeal? Because how did you then know that you will then be taking the matter to Supreme Court of Appeal if you had paid already 11 million rand going to the High Court? Did you not think that you would win the High Court?
Okay, so maybe let me just give the chronology of events here properly. And again, the issue of 11 million rand, it's a matter that probably will clarify a bit better later, because like I'm saying, the matter is currently still on the roll of the Valuations Appeals Board as directed by the SCA. So the courts have not yet been concluded and finalized. But let me come to your question. This issue of the 11 million, and probably I need to correct this now rather than later, it's actually 12 million rand that was set aside, as a guarantee to the senior counsels. And this would have happened in earlier this year, around January, if I'm not mistaken. And why is that? I'm saying we took there was a Supreme Court of Appeals judgment dated the 13th of November, 2024.
Sure.
Which in itself suggested that the municipality needed to then go back and put its heads of arguments, go and draft them, put them in place, make sure that you get the best, advocate, senior counsels, available for this particular matter, and guarantee that they will be paid, their fees, as I said. So it was not money that was paid for work that was not done, but it was put in a trust account so that it guarantees that the senior counsels will be paid their fees when they are due. Mm. And that happened earlier in January this year, after the Supreme Court of Appeals judgment and directive that the matter must go back to VAP.
Yeah, but still my question stands to a large extent. I know that you and I are drawing to a conclusion in our conversation. Then the issue is, when the money was set aside this year, what happened to the 2023 legal cost of the High Court? Are they part of the 12 million rand set aside into the trust account? Do they minus from that, or those are separate legal fees altogether?
Yeah, so anything before 2024 SCA judgment, obviously it would have been settled, because like I said, this is a case that spans from 2017 and so on and so forth. So obviously, monies would have been dispensed to deal with this matter in the court, right? So this set aside has not been expensed, all of it. You know, I think to date, there's an amount, then we come back to that 5 million issue. There's an amount around that 5 million that would have been expensed for services of senior counsel and all people that are involved in the matter. So, but it's still an ongoing matter. Eh? I just need to qualify that.
Acting MM, really appreciate your time. But before, you know, I'm tempted to ask you more questions, because now, how much is then the whole entire process? Because this 12 million rand you are citing is just for the Supreme Court of Appeal. How much was then the legal cost for the High Court?
Well, I don't have the actual details now. I don't want to speculate too much. Yeah, we can always come back and give that particular account, you know, a bit later. Like I keep on saying, that there's no finality on the matter yet. So once we get some of the decisions, particularly by VAB, no one knows whether the party that would have been found against would still want to take the matter further.
Yeah. So did you then get your value for money? I'm just going to press you, Mdom Dala, because time has really elapsed.
Yes.
Did you get the value for the money? Because there are reports suggesting that you appointed a legal firm that was not fit for purpose. Hence, you got the 6 million rand reimbursement of the 12 million rand set aside.
Yeah, so there's a lot riding on the matter. So the issue of value for money, like I said, we'll be happy to come back and give an account, you know, because seated where I'm seated, there is an indication in some of our reports as a municipality that over the past, call it 10 years, we have actually seen value for money in pursuing this particular matter. You know, there is, you know, some percentage that I would share, that for instance, where you would have spent, you know, let's say 20%. I don't want to give actual figures
because I might
be quoted on them later. 20%, you've received a value for money close to about 60, you know, 70, 80% of the actual value that you have put aside to pursue this particular matter. So yes, over the past number of years, there is proven record that there's actually value for money in pursuing this particular matter. But I must keep on saying, the matter is still ongoing.
Yeah, I suppose then on the lighter note, you and I must agree that we must part ways now, and then we'll reconvene this conversation and hope that you will win this case, and then you'll solve all your other salary problems there in commas, I suppose.
You're bringing a matter that was not part of this particular conversation.
No, I know. I'm just being naughty, acting municipal manager. All the best in the work you do.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.